Good morning. Nick Garrelay is my guest today on the Captain's Log. I appreciate you coming out, Nick. You're a busy guy these days with legalizing all this marijuana in town.
Well, it's medical marijuana. It is. So the legalization of marijuana probably won't take effect till 2020. But we did put a medical marijuana program in place that people voted on it back in 2016 through Amendment 2. It was passed by the people, not by legislate, which makes it a constitutional amendment, which makes it very interesting because there are concerns of jobs firing employees if they have marijuana in their system as they're a marijuana patient, and that would be a great court case because that's also a violation of a patient's constitutional amendment. So it's kind of a long answer.
But wow. No, it's not only a long answer, it's intriguing to me, but also to my fans of the Captain's Log, because I've had questions and things. Hey, when are you going to have something on about medical marijuana? And then we happen to be friends on Facebook, and we talked, and I said, I need to know more about this, because what I know can fit in a thimble.
Right.
But it's just, the topic is so big and so relevant right now. For you, you're leading the whole, I mean, I feel like you're leading the pack. You have now 6 locations in Florida already?
That's correct.
That's just amazing.
So the growth is fast.
Yeah. And how long has that happened?
2016 is when the amendment passed in November. The law didn't really go, and it wasn't implemented until June 26th when Governor Scott signed the bill. However, we've been facilitating medical marijuana certification since 2016. It wasn't exactly legal, but we were helping terminal patients. Therefore, there was a law in place for that. But
tell me how that changed in 2016, because you know, you always hear about California and what, Arizona and now Vermont and all that, but here, the big change in 2016 was the difference from what to what?
Well, we passed medical marijuana as an alternative for patients that qualify under debilitating conditions. Some of those conditions are Parkinson's, PTSD, HIV, AIDS. There's ALS. There's tons of conditions, but there's also an other like kinder class where patients can fall under as well. So for an example, anxiety. Who doesn't suffer from anxiety?
Exactly.
Anxiety falls under other like kinder class comparable to PTSD. Not to discredit patients that suffer or who have been diagnosed with PTSD. For God's sakes, our soldiers that defended our freedom, you know, a lot of them do suffer from PTSD, and we help them daily. But, you know, there's a lot of moms with 4 yeah. kids at home.
Yeah, tell me about like an average client that comes into your office.
I would say our most common qualifying condition is anxiety or PTSD. However, we do have a lot of cancer patients. Mm-hmm. We get a lot of Parkinson's patients, Crohn's disease. Oh my gosh, our patients do phenomenal with ulcerative colitis or Crohn's, especially when they start taking capsules and saturating their body. But
so they're not just smoking a joint. There's a million different options now. What is your go-to move and you think that is the most effective right now?
Well, smoking a joint is still technically illegal with the way the law is written, because smokable flower, you can't buy smokable weed and roll a joint.
Okay.
There's little loopholes and ways to do it. So the delivery methods are inhalation, which is the fastest way to get the compounds into your bloodstream, which is considered smoking a joint. That's this right here.
Okay.
I can legally.
So this is like a vape.
This is a vape. Yes.
All right.
And this is concentrates THC.
Let's see this move right here.
Notice.
And driving down the road, I'm not going to get arrested holding this.
Well, you would, but
I'm not holding it. I'm not holding it.
So
I got the doctor in the house. So guys, I'm not.
I'm not.
We're
a
not
doctor,
vaping and driving.
Definitely not. But the vaping, you have capillaries in your lungs that traps the vapor and delivers the compounds to your bloodstream instantly. So it's the fastest in and fastest out. So it's like 20 minutes to 2 hours of relief. Same as smoking.
Yeah.
So it's really just a treatment when you inhale, because it hits your system quick. It's great for pain patients, great for people that just want to escape. However, it doesn't necessarily replenish your endocannabinoid system, which is an incredible system. It's a series of receptors. It's part of your central nervous system, and it's responsible for harmonic balance. Once we harmonically balance, we accomplish homeostasis, which is our body.
A lot of knowledge getting dropped right here, all these long terms on the Captain's Log. It's amazing.
I've gone eye to eye with thousands of patients now, so this has been an amazing learning experience, but also an honor to be a part of these patients' journeys.
Well, you said something so incredibly, like, mind-blowing just now. You're not a doctor.
I'm not a doctor.
Okay, so I had no idea.
Nope, I'm not a doctor.
And so how does this happen?
So My Florida Green is medical marijuana certification centers.
Okay.
We created a platform. We have our own. We actually have the only state-compliant medical marijuana software that myself and my team built specifically for Florida. So we can facilitate everything ahead of time. So when they do come in for the physical encounter with the certifying physician, everything's pretty much done. The only thing we focus on with the encounter is the doctor spends time answering medical questions, and then we educate the patient on how to use it. So I want to go back, though, because we talked about inhalation. You talked about smoking a joint, and that's not necessarily you know, what the medical marijuana program is all about. However, it's available as an option. You also have oil under the tongue, which is called sublingual. So you take an oil dropper under the tongue. You let it sit there for a good 60 seconds. 20% will absorb pretty rapidly. 80% will metabolize. You get about 4 to 6 hours of relief with sublingual compared to 20 minutes.
It smells like mint.
Yeah, this one's my CBD, so I couldn't do THC that much. I would be bonkers in 20 minutes.
So this is not THC levels.
Yep, let's talk about...
Because I know nothing. Yeah, you're talking to a guy who literally never smoked a cigarette.
No worries.
I'm like a total nerd, I guess, or a prude or whatever.
No worries. So let me go through the delivery methods first.
Yes.
So we got inhalation we covered. We got sublingual we covered. So this is fast. This is medium.
Okay, show them exactly what that is. Now show them what the other one is, because that was interesting to me. That's an oil.
Yeah, this is
an
oil.
It's like almost like an eyedropper.
Correct. Yeah.
Okay.
Oil, which is sublingual, usually very effective when it goes under the tongue. So
don't let that slip into my mouth.
This will make you psychoactive. 4 to 6 hours of relief compared to 20 minutes to 2, and then you have a capsule, which is considered an edible. When you ingest and metabolize, it takes an hour or two for you to feel the effects, but your relief period typically ranges between 10 and 15 hours.
Heard that. Like, so if you eat like a gummy bear and all that, it's a long haul.
You're committed, yeah.
Do you do the gummy bear stuff, or is yours all like real, like,
Now...
Not you, but the company,
gummy bears aren't available yet. The edibles aren't available yet, although you can make your own. So, So let's talk about THC and CBD, which are the two primary compounds of the plant. The THC is short for tetrahydrocannabinol. That's the psychoactive part of the plant. That's the part that gets you high.
Okay.
All right, so you'd increase the THC if you need pain relief, if you need sleep relief, or if you just need to escape, right?
Yep.
And then CBD, which is the non-psychoactive part of the plant, is good for primarily inflammation, anxiety, blood pressure, blood sugar regulation, as well as, you know, hundreds of others we could go into.
Which one gives you the munchies?
But it's also the anti-psychoactive. So if you get high off of THC and you don't like it, a shot of CBD will usually snap you right out of it.
Really?
A lot of people don't know that, even the old-time stoners. So there's two strains to talk about. There's sativa, which is a stimulant, often an appetite stimulant appetite suppressant, as well as energizing. And then there's indica, which is also known as in the couch. So that's the strain that gives you the munchies. That's the strain that makes you lethargic. So me personally, this is my sativa vape. I use this before I get on my spin bike in the morning. I use this before I run 3 or 4 miles when I do that.
So you use that before you work out?
Absolutely.
I'm baffled. Explain it to me. It's amazing.
Well, we're so stigmatized. We all think that when you use marijuana, you get stoned and
sit on the couch. I'm like 1980s like DARE program knowledge. That's where I'm coming from.
Oh my gosh, yeah.
So you use the vape, and then you're like, I'm gonna go work out.
I use the vape before I work out. It helps me escape a little bit, you know, pulls the anxiety down for me personally. So the thing is everyone's different. And that's why this isn't a prescription. It's a recommendation. You can't prescribe a plant that grows out of the ground. You can't recommend a specific dose for a specific delivery method for a specific condition. Everyone's different. Your tolerance will be different than mine and the next person. So it actually all comes down to the P450 liver enzyme. It's one enzyme that controls how your body processes cannabis. It's pretty wild.
So, like, it's not like alcohol, or it is? You still build up.
Nothing like alcohol.
You don't build up a tolerance as much like
you
that?
You do build up a tolerance as anything, but that's what that comes down with your receptors.
That's even any drug. I mean, Tylenol, you might have to take more afterwards.
Exactly, right? Yeah. So, for me, I have a great success story. I am very sensitive to THC, so when I get high, I don't like it. I want to jump out of my skin. I get raging anxiety, so that's why I keep my CBD on board at all times. But I just recently started an adventure, which was capsules. I started taking a 1-to-1 capsule. That's one part THC to one part CBD, equaling 10 milligrams each. And it's already in a capsule. You get it from the dispensary once you get your card. And
we're going to talk about that, how to get the card and how all that works as well, because a lot of people are interested in that. Hi, Anna.
So I took my first capsule about 9 days ago, the first.
This is a new product for me
because, like offering. I said, I'm anti-edibles for me personally because I get stoned and I can't do anything. I can't think.
Too long.
So the first one I took, I was stoned out of my mind. It was on a Friday night. I did that on purpose so that I didn't have to do anything. Saturday, the next day, I was less stoned. Sunday, even less stoned. Monday, brand new. It was like the left side of my brain connected with the right. And I continue to take one of these capsules a day, and it's been absolutely life-changing.
Really?
You can see I'm focused. I'm determined. I can deliver a good message. I'm not saying all the time. I mean, I took a capsule this morning. Do you see me stoned?
No.
I mean, I'm not.
And
I'm
what
not
about, like, so I have ADD, and I take...
Don't we all?
Yeah, I mean, you know,
don't we all?
But at the end of the day, without, you know, sometimes a pill, it's hard to focus, you know?
Yeah, no, it is. I mean, look at the technology that we have to deal with. Look at the digital screens that we look at. Look at all the media that is, like, you know, forced upon us. I mean, it's impossible to not have ADD in this day and age, you know? So, I mean, there's some good medicine that's out there for it. I have a lot of patients that come in with ADD thinking that marijuana could potentially cure them, and it can, but again, it's an experiment, so everyone's different, and the worst thing that happens while you're experimenting is you get a little high, but, you know, whenever
Sheila, how are you? Jennifer Ann, Alicia.
When we have older patients that we're trying to educate, and I tell them, listen, the worst thing that's going to happen, you're going to get high, and they get scared. Like, I don't want to get high. I said, you don't want to be low.
Yeah.
And they think about it, like, yeah, that's true. I mean, they're taking 8 to 15 different opioids and benzos every day. They don't realize they're already stoned out of their mind anyway, you know.
And you know, I think that the stigma of those medications, that seems like that everyone, you know, most of the people are okay with it, but those are being abused worse than
we're all victims. We're victims of an intricate system that's been put together by Big Pharma and our United States government. And you know, people are starting to wake up. There's a turn right now in the entire society to where people are starting to realize that no, these drugs aren't good for us. Listen, if medicine worked, if synthetic medicines worked, why do we take more as we get older?
Right.
We don't focus on preventative. We focus on treating. And that's why I say, like vaping, this is treatment. But why don't we focus on preventative? And if we focus on preventative, we won't have to treat. And this becomes more for fun.
Yeah.
You know,
so today I wake up and I say, you know what? I have a lot of anxiety. I need to go see Nick. Any one of your 6 offices here in Florida. Where are you located? Where's the best way they can find you, first of all? Let's tell everyone where they can find you, because then we're going to tell
on our website.
It's MyFloridaGreen.
MyFloridaGreen.com.
Yep.
Yeah, you click on Get Started, choose your location. You'll fill out a small application, which is just basically your demographics. And then once that's complete, we'll email you a medical questionnaire that you'll fill out, and that's going to document your medical history. You know, you got to be honest. People will upload their medications to help us document the medical history.
Right.
And then you'll schedule your appointment to come in. When you come in, you come into one of our locations. We educate you. We spend about 45 minutes with it. You get a folder that has all the dispensaries and some fun facts and some tidbits. But we make sure that patients leave fully knowledgeable, as well as, you know, they get the answers or the answers to the questions that they have done in a professional manner. The problem with how things are right now is you have all these doctors that are running in to certify patients for medical marijuana, and they have absolutely no idea what they're doing. They're so used to prescribing medicines because they're regulated by the DEA. Well, this is a federally illegal drug, so it's not regulated by the DEA. Therefore, it has to be a recommendation. And then some of these doctors will prescribe a milligram or prescribe a delivery method being an inhalation, sublingual, or capsule.
So a regular doctor can do it.
A regular MD or DO can do it, but they have to take the course and get licensed, which is kind of a joke. It's like 3-hour course or 4-hour course. It's kind of sad the way they did it. But, you know, at the end of the day, there's a bunch of doctors that are doing it, but a lot of them, I would say 90%, are extremely inexperienced. How we do it and how all of our doctors follow the same protocol.
Yeah.
And it's we give the patients the maximum dosing to enable them to experiment and get whatever they want. We give them all the delivery methods that are available, maximum dosing, so you know, that they can experiment. And we don't restrict patients in any way, shape, or form. In fact, we empower them to experiment.
And the office location, it's really kind of cool. It looks very upscale.
We want to make it non-medical, you know.
Yeah.
So when you walk in, you know, there's pictures of pot leaves everywhere.
Right.
And some history and fun facts. The traditional doctor's office is old news. You know, no one likes going to the doctor's office and sitting in the waiting room. When they come and sit in our waiting room, they learn, you know, and they listen to others talk, and it's a lot of fun to be part of that journey.
It really is exciting. I mean, how did you know that when this was starting to become right on the cusp of becoming legal to prescribe, that you were going to do this as a business full time?
Recommend. Prescribe's a dirty word.
Oh, I don't know. What do I know?
Yeah, well,
recommend. Well, absolutely.
Prescription is regulated by the DEA, and it's federal. Where recommendation you have to use, because if you prescribe, then you're kind of committing a crime there. So a lot of these doctors don't know that either.
Well, we're going to recommend, but so okay. So you have a patient coming in. Let's have this scenario. Mm-hmm. How many of them qualify? Is it pretty much that you do qualify, or based on after the interview, they may or may not?
Well, they fill out an application first. So, okay. And once they fill out the application and we can document their medical history, that's when we'll approve them or not. But I can tell you that we don't deny many patients, if any. So, you got a question there?
Yeah,
I saw a video of him giving a violent autistic child, and he calmed down so much. It was amazing. Yes, Danielle, you're right. That was a patient of ours that had extreme autism. There's so many different spectrums of autism, but he was very violent, and it was a four-hour experiment. We were trying to help the mom titrate to find what the right dosing was, and to be honest with you, the dosing for him was 200 milligrams of concentrate THC, which would tranquilize an elephant, and what it did is it leveled him out to where he could function like a normal
wow.
human being. It was unbelievable. So.
And she was thrilled with that.
I'll post a link to that video.
Definitely.
In this thread, so
and we will post. We'll post all the information, the phone number, the address, the website where you can get a hold of Nick, and you can definitely, you know, fill out one of the applications if you have interest in.
It's easy, you know. We make it our credo for MyFlorida to Green is medical marijuana made easy. The state did a great job to make it as difficult as possible, and for the last 2 years, we've navigated all those muddy waters to make it as clean and easy as possible. So don't overthink it when you're signing up.
Well, it is. You know, it's funny you say that, because when I wouldn't even have known where to start if we weren't Facebook friends. Like,
yeah.
I didn't even realize that in Naples, Florida, you can go and get the prescription.
The recommendation.
I keep saying prescription. I'm not.
It's the way we're trained.
Yeah, yeah,
you know,
you're
it
right.
Really is.
You're
it's
right. So you could go get the recommendation. Mm-hmm. But after I get the recommendation from your office,
yep.
Where do I get?
So there's actually 62 dispensaries that are opened up all over the state of Florida.
Really?
A lot of people don't know that, yeah.
Unbelievable. 62 dispensaries in Florida already.
Went from 20 to 62, like almost overnight. The two closest to us in Naples is Fort Myers. You have one. They're back, actually both pretty much in North Fort Myers. But don't get frustrated, because obviously that's a hike. You can order right over the phone or on the website, and they deliver it the next day. So patients will do their first legal drug deal of their
right on the phone.
Yep. Yep.
And it's delivered to your house.
Delivered to your house, not through the mail. It's a courier service. It's very professional individuals.
That was going to be my next question.
Yep. Yep.
So it can't go through the mail, right?
No. Even though there's tons of illegal narcotics that go through
exactly.
the mail every day. But no, this is a professional service. The courier service is obviously owned by the dispensary. They show up, they knock on the door, they hand you your bag of goods, and you hand them cash. And if you need education on how to use this stuff, they spend the time to do it with you.
You do the transaction right there.
Right there, yeah. And if you're not home, they'll meet you at a Walmart, a shopping plaza, a Burger King. It's literally a deal. But
wow.
But it's legal.
So are you able to also get involved in that side of the business, or because you do the recommendation side?
Yeah, can't get involved in the dispensary business, and I don't want to either, because they're so regulated and restricted, and I just can't. I don't like, you know, being that restricted. However, You know, the dispensaries are all vertically integrated. A lot of people think that they're going to run into the market and open up a dispensary, and that's impossible because everything's vertically integrated. The dispensaries are owned by the actual grow licenses, as well as the courier services, as well as the security system. Everything is vertically integrated, so you can't just go and run into the business. And I also want to send a message out there, too, because a lot of people think that there's a marijuana industry that's, you know, developing in Florida, and it's a facade. Okay. There's no medical or there's no marijuana industry that's developing in Florida. There's a medical marijuana program. We passed this law to give patients with debilitating conditions access to an alternative to the synthetic garbage that they're putting into their system. That's the industry, which isn't an industry, it's a medical marijuana program.
Why am I feeling weird when the cop's driving by me right now?
Well, how do you think I feel when I'm in the medical marijuana van? Did
you see all the van? Right. I did. The labeled out van. He passed right by.
The people that give us the thumbs up the most are the cops, to be honest with you. They love it because, I mean, they probably get annoyed with arresting people, especially with somebody who's self-medicating. It's people that self-medicate qualify under a certain condition. So, you know, I want to throw that out there too. We get a lot of people, a lot of kids or a lot of people are carrying these weed vape pens with them. And what they don't realize, if they don't have a medical marijuana card, that this is a felony. It's a third-degree felony.
Yes.
So when you get pulled over and they search you and they see this, they're going to open up the top. They're going to put it in their test kit. It's going to come back purple, and you're going to jail for a felony. And you're going to spend at least $5,000 on an attorney, a good one, for a felony when you could just get your marijuana card and carry this legally.
So we didn't ask a good question, and I guess I'm just a bad interviewer. How much is the card?
Well, that the cost all really depends. If you're an existing patient, it's $199 for 7 months. If you're a new patient, there's a $99 registration fee, and then a $199 encounter fee for the doc. And why we do it like that is because it kind of siphons the patient or clean, you know, it qualifies the patient for us, so we get quality patients. You know, we need at least a little bit of a financial commitment from the patient, and then we give you a whole bunch of our commitment, unlimited commitment. Our goal is to make sure that you're healing naturally and to get you off of the synthetic medicines. I mean, people are taking so many medicines. How many people out there are popping a Xanax to sleep at night?
Yeah, or an Ambien or something like that.
Yeah, I mean, you don't have to do that. You can take a shot of indica oil underneath your tongue and you'll lay down. You may go for a magic carpet ride for a couple minutes and then you're going to go to sleep. You're going to blink. You're going to wake up. It's the next day. Who doesn't want to do that? Marijuana has never killed anyone in history. There's no overdose ever recorded from marijuana. You can die if you're smuggling if a brick falls on your head, though.
This is true. So is it more like a monthly fee after, like what you said, you have a membership.
Mm-hmm.
So once we sign up for $99, then we come in.
Yep.
Basically, it costs around $200.
It's $199. Then you have a fee to the state as well. That's $77, and that's for the actual card.
Okay.
And that's an annual fee. That's the way the state makes their money. Yep.
So then the question would be, what about you're paranoid that you're going to be on some kind of list?
Yeah.
Like, heard that, right?
Very good. Very good to bring that
so
up.
What's that all about?
You're not on a list. You have a profile with the Department of Health with the medical marijuana program. It's the Office of Medical Marijuana Use is what it's called. They don't communicate. They can't communicate your condition or your status with other entities because that would be a HIPAA violation.
A lot
of people think, I'm not giving my gun rights away. I'm not going to get a medical marijuana card and not have my concealed weapon permit. I have both. I have my concealed weapon permit in my pocket. I don't have my weapon.
weed and weapons at the same time.
And I have my marijuana card. And you see, the thing is, the Department of Agriculture doesn't communicate with the Department of Health. That would be a federal offense in itself. The whole thing, honestly, is an oxymoron. But you do, you are restricted, you are hindered when you buy a brand new gun from a brand new gun store because you have to ask a federal question if you're a medical marijuana or marijuana used like legal or illegally.
Yeah.
So you buy the gun used, you buy it through a broker, and you know most of these people have an arsenal at their house anyway. They're preparing for the end. So,
right. Well, so one last question: if you want to get something out to the people, I know you've provided like amazing information, and I've learned so much.
Yeah.
And I got Dana on board. What's up, buddy? We're talking medical marijuana today. And it's just amazing. I mean, we have six right here in Florida, in Naples, Florida.
Six locations
with My Florida Greens. So one message you want to get out to everybody right now before we wrap up the Captain's Log, because I know you're busy and you got to get a lot of people high.
No. What do we do? It's not about getting high, although you can, okay? But yeah, the one message really, or a couple messages that I would like to, you know, convey to everybody is you don't have to take the pills that your doctor's prescribing you, especially if it's Xanax, especially if it's an opioid. If you Google the death toll of those medications, and you'll see that it's staggering, and it's even suppressed data too. It's very hard to even find the death toll on Adderall.
Right.
Okay. So you don't have to take that stuff. There is an alternative, and this alternative has never killed anyone in history. In fact, it promotes health. The endocannabinoid system is responsible for your natural ability to heal. You're replenishing your endocannabinoid system with cannabinoids. You're harmonically balancing, and your body does what it's supposed to do. It starts sleeping better. You have better bowel movements, better functions. You're elevated. I mean, it's an amazing opportunity for anybody that's out there that's suffering from any type of debilitating condition. We are 100% happy to help and support and be part of that journey. It's been unbelievable to be part of thousands of patients' transformations.
You must get fan mail like crazy.
We do. You know, I try to, you know, I don't want to... You know, anyone in Southwest Florida really knows to come to My Florida Green.
Right.
We clean up a bunch of messes from all these other doctors. I'm not going to name drop, but some of them shouldn't even be in business. Some of these doctors are criminals, the way that they operate. I mean, they take advantage of patients in their darkest time. These people are looking for relief. They're looking for an alternative, and they just take advantage of them and charge them erroneous fees, and it's nuts. We charge you one fee for seven months, unlimited dosing, unlimited milligrams, every 7 months. Some weird law the way that they wrote it, but every 7 months you have to have another physical encounter with a physician. Yep. So ironically it's 210 days, which is half of 420.
That's great.
Yeah, but every 7 months, and we love seeing our 7 month patients. I mean, on our website we've got a testimonial page where people will actually share their experience with us, and it's been phenomenal, the ones that are willing to do it. But the 7 month visits, that people come in smiling, they're happy. Yep. You know, some may be high, some not, but they're happy. They've weaned off their medications. I mean, we got people that have gotten off some of our veterans 18 to 28 different medications.
Wow.
Now they take nothing.
Wow.
Nothing. So it's been amazing to be a part of.
That's a huge relief for them. I mean, can you imagine the life change that they have?
Absolutely. I mean, you know, you're putting all that stuff. There's a cause and effect to everything. And every synthetic drug you're putting in your body, you're breaking your endocannabinoid system. You're breaking your ability to heal naturally, which is why Big Pharma is a half a trillion dollar a year industry. And it's so powerful that you can't beat them. And I'm certainly not trying to beat them, but I will say that I am trying to change the world for my children. Our children, you
absolutely.
Know, because if we don't take a stand now and realize and absorb everything that's going on around us and become aware as well as unite, then the world's going to shit. Sorry, crap. Sorry that I said that. So
that's okay.
You know, and it's up to us to take, you know, we're the generation that needs to change and clear the pathway for our children, you know. And I hope I don't sound too conspiracy theorist here, but I mean, it's happening, and it's sad.
It really is. So prior to starting My Florida Green, are you an entrepreneur your whole life?
Definitely.
Or how did you see that vision and do it?
It's definitely in my blood. So this is actually a great story. I met an individual who's also a mentor of mine by the name of Trip Kieber through my best friend, Mike Pearl. Hey, Mike. And we flew out to Colorado. This guy's the biggest THC infused product producer in the world.
Wow.
Okay, so he's coined as the Willy Wonka of medical marijuana. Now he was in a different industry because it's recreational out there. So he's dealing with people that, you know, he's catering to the people that want to get stoned, right?
Right.
Whether they're patients or not.
Yep.
So I saw what he was doing, and it was just so amazing. And then I started to learn so much. I was never into weed, never liked doing it. I always freaked out when I did it. I would take fake hits of a joint when someone passed to me because I am super sensitive to THC.
Okay.
So it was never my thing. So, but when I discovered like the business, and obviously I saw the success, I became very intrigued. But that was about a year, that was about 2015. So I came back to Florida all excited, and I'm just like, well, it's not legal here, so
yeah.
I can't really do anything
do?
With
what
it.
Do we do?
So I began to study it, and I started to, and I saw that there was a program for patients that were terminal. So I purchased an existing software, which was telemedicine, and built a little platform around it, started aggregating patients that were terminally ill that were looking for marijuana as an alternative. And I'd sign them up and I'd plug them into one doctor that I was working with, and they could see the patient telemedicine, and they would facilitate and certify them for medical marijuana. Problem. Amendment 2 passed in November. The law technically went into effect in January, but Scott signed the bill, which was SB8-A, which eliminated telemedicine as a facilitator. Mm-hmm. So no more telemedicine. So that collapsed my business. I had to start all over again, which was devastating. However, right. It was good at the same time because I built my own EMR. I built my own back end. So now the front end and the back end are all ours. We hired our own doctors. They all follow the same format. So, you know,
are you a tech guy by trade, like a programmer,
I'm a tech guy by accident. I used to be in the exotic car business.
Okay, yeah.
So, and I built a platform that ran my inventory management, and I did that all myself through trial and error. But, I mean, you know, I'm only as good as my mistakes. I haven't accomplished an unbelievable amount of success. When I did accomplish success when I was in the exotic car business, I just leveraged myself out like everybody else did back in 08, 09.
Why not?
You know, so went through the collapse and, I stopped selling cars. I was making 50 grand a month. It was amazing, but, you know, money's not everything. And I just, there was no fulfillment. You know, there's only so many times you can sell a rich guy a Ferrari. You know, there's just no fulfillment. So, my transactions have a lot less zeros on them, but it's way more fulfilling. And, you know, I really do sincerely feel that I'm changing the world and I'm helping people for a living. And that's just so gratifying.
It really is. Well, yeah. I appreciate your time. Thank you so much for joining
me
today.
Thanks for having me.
My Florida Green guys, we're going to post the information in the comments. If you have questions, you want to know anything, you can always DM me, share the captain's log, say hello. We're also on the podcast now, iTunes, Google, Yahoo, Stitcher, you name it. You can find us on SoundCloud. We're out there. We're getting out there. We're growing. Thanks to you. We appreciate it. It's the Captain's Log. We're out, and we will see you tomorrow with Dr. Dalla. Later.